Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the Northeast, it's not that unusual to see a bald eagle. But golden eagles are rare in this region. There are just 1,000 to 2,000 in all of eastern North America. Survival is not easy, as they encounter hazards in their migration, including, as it turns out, wind turbines. From a windswept hilltop in Connecticut, reporter Nancy Cohen from our sister station WNPR in Hartford has the story of an eagle with a Massachusetts link.
One day this winter, farmer Brian Hawks was snowmobiling in Amenia, New York, when he saw something on the side of the trail. It was a golden eagle with an injured foot.
And I didn't know what it was, and I walked over to it, and it spread its wings up, and then it tried to get away, and its foot was clubbed up.
The chocolate-brown bird had a sharp beak and a splash of yellow feathers on the nape of its neck. Hawks threw his coat over the bird, placed it on his lap, and snowmobiled away. Eventually, it was brought to the Tufts University Wildlife Clinic in North Grafton, Massachusetts. Veterinarian Emily Christensen says the wounds on the bird's leg healed quickly, but the foot was worrisome.
Because a bird of prey that can't use its foot, we can't release.
That's because these birds use their feet not only to perch, but to catch and carry prey. This bird's foot eventually got better after more than a month at the Tufts Clinic. And it had the chance to spread its wings a bit, kind of like physical therapy, inside a flight barn.
It looks surprisingly small with an eagle in it. We're used to red-tailed hawks and barred owls, and they look like they've got all the space in the world. He definitely struggled a little bit.
We're probably going to need a little bit of space for this. And what I'd like to do is get pictures of the front and the back of the bird. Could you take that wing?
Conservation biologist Todd Katzner is standing on a windy ridge in Goshen, Connecticut. He stretches out the big bird's wings, about a 7-foot span. Earlier, Katzner had outfitted this bird with a kind of tiny backpack that carries a device that will track its flight, powered with solar rechargeable batteries.
It's going to collect GPS data points every 15 minutes. It's going to store them, and then once a day, it's going to try and send those data over the cell phone network.
And if it can't get cell service, the unit can store up to a summer's worth of data points before sending them back. Golden eagles in the east nest in Labrador, Ontario, and Quebec in the summer, and winter either in northern New York or Maine, or further south in the Appalachian Mountains. Katzner, who's based at West Virginia University, gets some of his funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. He's trying to track the golden eagle's movements so he can build a model to predict where to build wind turbines that aren't on the golden eagle's flight path.
We'll have a map that basically shows areas of high and low risk to birds from development of wind turbines so that people can put turbines in places that are safe for golden eagles and they can avoid places where turbines would be dangerous.
Katzner says in California, on average, 70 of these birds are killed every year at Altamont Pass, one of the country's earliest wind farms, with more than 5,000 wind turbines. It was built on a migration corridor for raptors, like golden eagles. But there are no reports yet of these birds being killed by wind turbines in the Northeast. With the GPS unit snugly in its place, veterinarian Emily Christensen places the bird on the ground. Without hesitation, the golden eagle spreads its wings and takes off directly into the wind. Brian Hawks, who had rescued this bird, had a big smile on his face.
Pretty special watching him fly away.
Scientists predict the bird will head north to breed in Canada. They'll be able to kind of ride on the bird's shoulder, following its movement across the landscape. For WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.
Nancy Cohen's report is part of an NPR local news initiative called the Northeast Environmental Hub.